morning. I am Pastor or Elder, whatever you want to call it, Ronald Jones from the Rock Christian Church Ministries in Southeast DC. I'm here this morning for twofold. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about prayer, and then I'm going to talk about the man. Let me read something to you. 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is what God says. If my people, he's talking about every born-again believer. Yes, God reigns over the just as well he do the unjust. But as the just, we should have a special relationship with God. If my people, who are called by my name, that's us, will humble themselves. In other words, slow your roll. You're not all that. I looked at the word humble. It say a low in position or condition, not proud. Slow your roll. Just be who God wants you to be. Everything else will take care of itself. Humble themselves and pray. And pray. My sisters and brothers, the most powerful weapon you have as a born-again believer is your prayer life. God needs his people to pray. You see what's happening in the world. God is trying to get his people attention to right the ship of what's going on. And the only way we can right that ship is allow God to do it. And he won't do it until we pray. Till we pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, which is his word. You got to seek God. You got to stay connected with God. And turn from their wicked ways. Any sin is wicked, whether it is physically or mentally. You got to examine yourself. And you can't examine yourself on your own. Allow the Holy Spirit to examine where you are coming short. You don't want nothing or nobody to hinder your prayer life. God needs his people to pray. Then he says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And your land is your land, your personal space. Once he take care of your personal space, then he'll venture out. But he needs you to handle his business so he can take care of you. Then he wants you to be the intercessor. You intercede for somebody else. But you can't intercede for nobody until you get your own self straight. Allow the Holy Spirit to examine you. The greatest power on earth is love. And with that love comes the power to pray. There's another scripture. 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. Now, you know what gives you that confidence? When you know you're obeying his word. You don't have no schism. You know you can come boldly through the throne and talk to him. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. 15 says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask to him. This is God's promise to us. The kingdom is predicated on two words, obedience and love. God even say, if you love me, you will obey me. And with that obedience comes the power to pray. I've been teaching on prayer for almost 20 years. There's 11 hurdles about prayer. And I'm not going to get into all 11 of them, but there's one of his pet peeves is unforgiveness. If anybody has done anything to you, my sisters and brothers, you got to learn and do it. You don't have to learn it because you already know it. Forgive them. Forgive them. You don't want nothing or no one to hinder your prayer life. That's one of God's pet peeves. We got the audacity not to forgive each other. And God said, I send you my best. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. And we got the audacity that somebody treated you wrong or whatever the case may be. nothing should interfere with your prayer life. Like 2 Chronicles said, and I'm going to end it with that. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. It don't get nobody direct at that. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said, he gonna do it. My sisters and brothers, if you ain't right with God as far as repenting, get right. You don't want nothing to hinder your prayer life. The world is depending on you being able to get a prayer through. Genesis 2:7. I'm reading out the NIV. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. The man became a living being. Every man that's listening to my voice, that is you. We are the only creation that God actually formed from the ground, blew the breath of life in us, and we came a living creation. Wow. Think about that, man. Think about that, man. Wow. Wow. Then when man came, that man's name was Adam. He had a relationship with God. Him and God, this is our instruction book. This is our instruction book. God gave it to Adam verbally. Him and Adam was kicking it. He was telling Adam everything he wanted Adam to do. He even thought about Adam so much, he brought the animals to Adam and let Adam name the animals. That's how much he had invested in the man. Wow, man, that's how much God has invested in you. It has not changed. What has changed? When sin came into the world. When Adam disobeyed God. Yes, I know the Bible say that Eve did it. No. God gave the commandment to Adam. Eve was not there. The whole time he was giving Adam the instructions on why he was created, Eve was not there. So he gave the command to Adam. He invested everything into Adam. But then he told Adam, it's not good, Adam, for you to be alone. Hey, I done created all these animals, but I don't see nothing for you. Then he put Adam to sleep, took his rib, created Eve, the woman, closed up his rib. Because he said, it's not good. God said, it's not good for man to be alone. And the only way, man, that you can be this man again, that God created you to be, you have to form a relationship with God. You have to form a relationship with God. In Proverbs 19:21, it says, our purpose was not chosen by us. It was chosen by God. It was chosen by God. Times have not changed. He's looking for the man. So you have to have a relationship with God. You have to be born again. So you can go around and play the game and say, I don't think that's you. Knock yourself out. That's the only way. God created you. He's your creator. Who knows you best than God? Who knows you best for God? Let's talk about the man, the new man, the God that created God. Priority. Your number one, we were God's priority. Now, priority refers to the man's order in creation. What this means in regard to his reason for being. Priority. When God created the female, he didn't go back to the soil, but he fashioned her from the side of the male. Only the male came directly from the earth. This was because the male was designed by God to be the foundation of the human family. The foundation of the human family. The woman came out of the man rather than the earth because she was designed to rest on the man to have the male as her support. Man, I know that sounds like a responsibility. And it is an awesome responsibility. And the only way that you can carry out that responsibility, you have to rely on God's Spirit. The same Spirit that He blew the breath of life in you. The same Spirit that allows you to walk around and man to become a living being. Number one, you are God's priority. Number two is the position. Number two is the position. The position refers to the environment and place in which the man is to carry out his purpose. God put Adam into the Eden, the Garden of Eden. That's where Adam was supposed to carry out God's purpose. Then it spreads out. Men, wherever you are at, that's your Garden of Eden. You have to carry out God's purpose. Your purpose. Your purpose is to represent God. Your ministry starts at your home. God said, I know the plans I have for you. Yes, some of you might be preaching or bishops or whatever the case may be, but your ministry starts as being the man God created you to be. You cannot jump over being the man and want to be have a title. Be that title, the man, and let God direct you where He wants you to be. So we got priority, we got position. Now we come to the assignment. The assignment means the function and task that the man has been given. The function and task that the man has been given. Now think about this, man. All of these was given to us before Eve was created. In other words, we had to be in place before we can take a woman. Before God even wanted to give us a woman. We have to be in a place to be able to protect her like God created us to protect her. When Adam fell, when God went looking for them and Adam told him we hid because he was naked, God said, honey, you know how you know we were naked? You ate from the forbidden fruit? First thing Adam said, well, the woman you gave me offered to me. But in NIV, he did take responsibility and say, but I ate it. But I ate it. And because of he disobeyed God, Eve had to suffer too. He put them both out. He put them both out. Because he said, Adam, where are you? When he went looking for him. Where are you? He wasn't talking about Adam was hiding behind a tree or a bush. Why weren't you in position? So when Satan tempted your woman, you didn't intercede for her. You allowed her not only to disobey the word that I didn't teach you to teach her, but you disobeyed it. You disobeyed it. So now you and her both are suffering. So now let's get to your assignment. Your number one assignment is you a visionary. You a visionary. God has given you a vision first for your life and then whatever plans He has for you. But the vision starts with your life. And if you're married, it's your family. But even your single men, God will give you a vision for your life. But again, men, this is all with establishing relationship with God. A vision, where He wants you to go. Some of you might go to the pulpit. Some of you might go here. Some of you might go there. That's what God said, I know the plans I have for you. But you got to be the man. Your assignment. Let's talk about the assignment. Let's talk about the vision. Okay, number two, you're a leader. The female wasn't formed until God had given all of these to Adam again. So you're a vision, and then you lead in the vision God has taken you. You lead. Where you lead me, I will follow. You know the song. A vision and leader. God has instilled that into the man. And he's looking. God has not changed his order. Man, God. Man, woman, family. He's looking at us men to right the ship. So you're a visionary, you're a leader. Now let's get the teacher. Let's get the teacher. It was Adam's responsibility to teach and guide Eve into God's word. The male was given the purpose of being the teacher, not because he was smarter. Let's get that, man. Not because you think you know it all, but because he was first. He was the first to receive God's instruction. He was the first to really establish a relationship with God. Your prayer life. There you go. Your prayer life. Your relationship with God. And why I'm on that subject. Let me read this to you, because this is part of the teaching. To this very day, God has not changed his purpose. The male must be responsible for godly instructions. I am not talking about the way things are right now. I am talking about what it's supposed to be. God expects the man to reveal his will and his word to females. Here we go. However, in our day, the males have lost God's will so badly that God is telling the female directly. God can do this because the woman has God's spirit within her, so she has her own personal relationship with God. Yes, God desires men to be spiritual leaders, but how would he want you to use a spiritual leader if you don't obey him? In Genesis, God made the statement, I am sorry I made man. He ain't say nothing in the Bible about he's sorry he made female. I am sorry, and I'm going to go wipe. He was going to wipe man out. Clean him out. And not only was he going to wipe man out, he was going to kill all the animals. He was going to kill everything. But he found favor in another man, Noah. See how much God has invested in the man? See how much God has invested in the man? He's looking for some men today to stand up so he can represent him the way he created you to represent him. He hasn't changed. He has not changed. And he's not going to change. So that means if God not going to change, who got to change? I got to change. And if I'm a born again believer, I can change because I got God's spirit. It's just a matter of God gave us free will. What are you going to do with it? So we got to visionary, leader, teacher, now cultivator. Now cultivator. Cultivator means to make something fruitful, to develop it into its perfection. As a man, and if you're married, or if you're single, whatever you come in contact with, you're supposed to make better. You got this married man, you encourage your wife to be all that God created her to be. You push her. You encourage her. Single man, you encourage your family members to be all that God created them to be. Cultivating means make things better. If God given us you a nice house, make it better. Nice car, make it better. How you make it better? Keep it clean. Taking up the maintenance in it. All of these are assignments that God gave the man. He didn't give it to the weaver, female. He gave it to the man. We can carry them out, man. We can carry them out. It's just whether you want to do it or not. Okay, we got visionary, leader, teacher, cultivator, provider. God created man to work. That's not a curse, man. That's a creation. He put it in you to work. You provide. God gave us this assignment to work. Since we were made in God's image and likeness, we have been designed to work. A male is designed for the purpose of provider. In general, we are built physically stronger than the female, particularly in our upper bodies, because God commands us to work. Again, these are assignments that God has given us, man. These are assignments that God has given us. And last but not least, protector. Again, we're strong enough, you protect not only your family member, anything, everything. God is looking for more men to come into his ministries in the church to represent him, to be the foundation. You know what a foundation? This house is built on the foundation. You don't even see the foundation. It's underneath. But if the foundation falls, the house crumbles down. The same way with society. When the man falls, society crumbles. Look what's happening today. Look what's happening today. And God is raising up. The Bible say the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Brothers, we are coming back. You got to be the man that God created. And I'm talking to young Christian men. You don't have an out. The young men that haven't established relationship with God yet, they have to establish relationship before they can be the man God created me. But I'm talking to you brothers that are already in the kingdom. The only way you can do it, let's jump to Romans 12:2. You know what it says? Be renewed by the transformation of the mind. You got God's spirit. Your control center is your neck up. So Satan comes after your neck up. He wants to destroy not only you, but your family. I'm talking about you, Christian man. You got to make up in your mind. You have been taught You have been taught, prayerfully you have been taught, to what God expects of the man. And like I said earlier, your ministry starts at home. Your ministry starts at home. Then you go where God go. Too many of us, we want to come into the kingdom and preach the word of God. That's good. If God's that's calling on your life, that's calling on your life. But just be the man first. Just be the man to carry out these assignments that God has given you. Just be the man to represent God the way he has created you to represent you. That's all he's asking for. That's all he's asking for. And remember, men and females as well, the greatest thing you have is your prayer life. God started Adam with a relationship with him, is your prayer life. Get into that word, which is your instruction book. Find out what it says. There's consequences for blessings, but there's consequences. There's beautiful things for blessings, but there's consequences for disobedience. If you messed up, I'm talking to you Christian men, repent. You non-Christian men, the ones who haven't had a relationship, that haven't found a relationship with God, you can get it. All God is waiting on you. If you're still living, man, some of us have been through some wild stuff, especially young African-American men. But if you're still living, God has a calling on your life. Don't waste that call. Know what I'm talking about. I didn't give my life to God till I was 52 years old. A lot of life, a lot of time wasted. But you young, man. The Bible said the young are strong. Yes, the seniors, the elderly are wise, but he wants some strong young men to take up the banner. Some strong young men. He could have gave up. When he say, I'm sorry, I'm a man, he could have gave up. But look what he did. He sent his son, another man, down to earth, in the form of us, to prove that you can represent God the way he created us to represent him. But Jesus said, I come to do the will of my Father. Men, God is our Father. That's what he wants us to do the will of him. So remember your assignments. You're a visionary. You're a leader. You're a teacher. You're a cultivator. You're a provider. And you are a protector. Now, you got the spirit. If you're a born-again believer, it's in you. Now, all you got to do is step up to the plate. Step up to the plate. And, hey, God, help me. You know, my prayer to God every day is, God, continue to work with me and help me to be the man whom you created me to be for this day and time. Not yesterday, that's gone. Not tomorrow. That's the future, but for the day. Help me to represent you in the manner that you want me to represent you today. That prayer can be for each and every one of y'all. Born again believers, the ones that don't have a relationship with God, get one. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that's all it takes. You just get your relationship. And then just when Romans 12:2 come in, be renewed by the transformation of your mind. Salvation is a gift. God ain't gonna make you serve him, but he's equipped you enough that you can serve him. 2 Corinthians 5:18-20 say, we are God's ambassadors. Wow. Ambassadors are the highest of the highest. We are the male and the female, but just think of what you think of the male. Just think, because we protect them. The Bible says that the females are the weaker sex, not because they don't have a relationship with God. It's only because of what God created us for. We've got some powerful females. I live with one. That's some powerful female. I know some at the church. We've got some powerful female. I know some in the world. But they can't do what God created the man to do. We are the foundation. He gets us. He gets your foundation. So if you don't want to be the foundation for yourself, be your foundation for your family. Be your foundation for your loved ones, the ones you're interceding for. They need you, man. Your family needs you, man. The world need us, man. The world need us to be in place so God can right the ship. He's showcasing, when this all the stuff is over, he's going to showcase his people. He's raising us up right now. He's got our attention. He's raising us up right now. So when he wrecked the ship, the men, the young men, the middle-aged men, and the senior men, and especially the African-American man, we will position ourselves to pick up the banner and run with it. May God bless you, and may heaven truly continue to smile upon you. And go handle your business. Amen.